Hello, it's Wednesday the 1st of April today, and I thought I would attempt to do the ABC, which is a challenge introduced by Dreamcatcher SJE, the April Boom Challenge, where you have to do a different boo each day for 30 days. It's going to be quite interesting finding topics and different things to talk about and different things to record. But I thought I would start today by talking about the Cambridge Weight Plan products. A few people have asked me about this because I've been doing the step two of the Cambridge Weight Plan, and I've had a couple of days where I didn't do it, mainly due to my house move that didn't happen, and I let that get on top of me a bit. But I'm okay now and kind of back on track and everything. And a few people have said to me, well, you know, what different varieties can you get, and how does it come? Is it shakes? Is it bars? What is it? You know. So I'll probably talk in a different boo about the different plans that you can do, but in this boo, I'll just discuss the actual products. So the kind of staple product of the Cambridge Weight Plan is the shakes, or are the shakes, if I'm going to be talking incorrect English. And these come in sachets. They're made, you can make them in several ways. You can use a jug and a stick blender. They provide a shaker, which you can buy off them. Or you can use a mini whisk, which they also sell. Stick blenders you can just get from Wilkie's. I mean, I got mine a few years ago and just paid about £8 for it. So it wasn't, it might not have even been that. It might have been like £5 or something. So you get 227 mils of water. And luckily I found a mug that's more or less the right size. So if I put my what's the finger next to your thumb called? Your index finger. If I put my index finger in the mug and pour up to my fingernail, I know that that's about right for me in this particular mug. So the flavours that you get in these are chocolate mint, which is my absolute favourite. Then there's chocolate, which I didn't think was as nice as it sounded. The chocolate mint is much nicer. There's chocolate orange, which is suitable for vegans because it's made with soya. And I think a couple of the other shakes are as well. And there's vanilla, which I didn't really take to, I must admit. Then there's strawberry and fruits of the forest, both of which are nice. There's mango and key lime pie. The key lime pie is new. I haven't tried that yet, but the mango is very nice. There's banana, which is also nice. And then there is butterscotch, cappuccino and toffee and walnut. And they're all really nice as well. So there's quite a lot to choose from in the shakes. Although my favourite is the chocolate mint. And when you buy these from the consultant, they come in boxes of like 21. But if you didn't want to buy 21 of one flavour, most consultants will mix them up for you so that you can have a box of different flavours. Of course, being totally blind, it's a bit like Lucky Dip, really, because if you do that, you don't necessarily know what flavours you're going to get. And then occasionally you make silly mistakes, like I made the other week, where I made what I thought was a soup, and I didn't smell it first to check that it was a soup, and ended up making myself a hot chocolate orange drink, which I thought was pretty disgusting. But actually, they say that you can have the shakes hot if you so prefer. So there are a couple of other products that they do in sachets as well. They do soups. And I found that the best way to make the soups is actually to boil the kettle and leave the kettle to cool for 10 minutes, because that way, when you go to blend the liquid, it's not going to spurt all over the place as it would if it was boiling hot. And also, apparently, if you put boiling water in, that can sometimes destroy some of the vitamins and nutrients that are in the soup, so I've been told. My favourite one of these is the tomato and basil, which is really, really nice. But they also do a leek and potato and a vegetable, which I like. So that's three of the flavours. Then there's a chicken and mushroom, which is kind of okay. And then there's Mediterranean chili, which I didn't like, and I didn't like the mushroom. But then again, I only had a sip of that because I don't like mushrooms anyway, unless they're cut up small. For the winter, or for people who like this kind of thing for breakfast, they do porridges, and there are three of these. They do apple and cinnamon, original, and also maple and pecan, and I've tried all three of those, and those are actually quite nice. Now, in the shakes, they also do what they call a Tetra Pak. So if you didn't want to make your shake up, if you were at work or whatever, and you didn't want to mess about with a shaker and water and all that, you could get these Tetra drinks, which are a little bit more expensive. Different consultants charge slightly different prices as well, which is why I haven't sort of given a price on here, because different ones charge different amounts. It varies very slightly. So, but the Tetra drinks are like little cartons, like a kiddie would drink out of, you know, and they come with a straw, and they just do three varieties in that, which is the chocolate velvet, the banana bliss, and the strawberry silk. hello, dog. Which one are you? Having a little snort to itself. I quite like the strawberry and the banana. I'm not so struck on the chocolate, I have to say. So as well as the, I think that's Hope having her say there. So as well as all these, they then do these bars. Now, as a sort of standard rule, they say that when you do the Cambridge Weight Plan, you should drink 2.25 litres or 4 pints of water each day. That is as well as the water that you need to make up your shakes. So you are drinking quite a lot and really flushing out your system. But if you have bars, you have to drink an additional half pint of water, because the bars are quite concentrated. And it's the same with the ready-made Tetra drinks as well. You need to drink an extra half pint of water just to help your body kind of absorb the shakes and bars, with them being, you know, that much more concentrated. So in the bars, they've got chewy varieties and crunchy varieties. In the chewy varieties, there's chocolate, which tastes a bit like a Milky Way, and I like that. There is toffee, which is quite nice. Chocolate orange, which personally I found a bit sickly. A lemon yogurt bar, which I haven't tried yet. Then in the crunchy, there's chocolate peanut, which is nice. Cranberry, which is nice. And chocolate mint, which is also nice. Those are more calories, and you're only allowed to have one bar per day. Now, one of the things they've started introducing recently, and I haven't tried any of these, are ready meals that you can make in the microwave. I don't know if I'm allowed them on my particular plan, so I haven't attempted to try them as yet. But they have two types. One is got two flavours in, and they're around about 200 calories each. And there's a savoury rice, which is like a mushroom savoury rice, and a spaghetti bolognese, which I believe is made with like soya and pasta and things. And they are made in the microwave and mixed with water. But for people who are higher up the steps, you know, so nearer towards their achieving their goal, there are 300 calorie meals as well, which are called the Cambridge Eat Easy range, and those are in chicken curry, Mediterranean chicken, and vegetable chili. There are some extra things that you can buy, some of which I haven't tried. So there's vanilla rice pudding dessert. I haven't tried that. There's flavourings that you can add to water, but they do recommend that you go on the diet for at least a week before you have these. And I think it's 2 weeks before you can have bars. But the water flavourings are berry and orange. I think there might be a vegetable one as well, but I'm not entirely sure. And then they do mix a mousse, which is like a powder that you can mix up with your shake to thicken it and make it into more of a mousse than a shake. And they do activated fibre, which some people, when they take Cambridge, they have a bit of difficulty going to the loo. I find that if I have a pint of water before each shake. So at the moment I'm on 4 a day. If I have a pint before each one, then I don't have a problem going to the loo. But some people might drink their water in little dribs and drabs during the day, or they might have it after the shake or whatever, or they might just generally have problems. So the fibre can be mixed into your shakes if you do have that problem where it's difficult to, you know, to do a poo basically. I think that's more or less everything in terms of the product, in terms of, you know, like the eatable products that Cambridge do. It is quite varied. My friend Lynn Holdsworth was telling me about the new U plan, which you get off the internet. You can't get this off the internet, or at least you're not supposed to be able to. It's only supposed to be sold through consultants who either come to your house or you go and see them. Some of them have a room set up in the house. Some of them, you know, come and visit you. Some of them have a little office somewhere. You know, it all depends on what setup each one actually has. So I hope that's given anybody who's curious an idea of what products Cambridge do and what's available.
0 seconds. Adjustable. Time remaining. Time 18 minutes. Pause recording. 18 minutes. Pause recording.